Greetings and welcome back to another episode of the Never Alone Faith Over Cancer podcast. Hi, I'm Blaine Millett, your host. And if you're joining me for the first time here, let me catch up a little bit. In our last episode, my friend Doug DeFau shared his story. Wow, what a powerful and impactful story that was. Truly amazing. And it started with his diagnosis of prostate cancer in 2012, but this was after losing his wife to cancer the year before that. And then the cancer coming back 8 years later. What a story he's got to tell. And he told us about the anger, about shutting everybody out, and about what finally brought him back to God. So if you haven't heard that episode and the conversation we had, I would strongly encourage you to go back and listen because it is incredibly powerful. And it'll make this one land a whole lot deeper and have a lot more impact for you. But today's different. Today, I stopped asking Doug about his story and started asking him about yours. What would he say to you if you'd just been handed a diagnosis? What would he tell your husband or your daughter or whoever is sitting in the waiting room with you and doesn't know what to do with their fear? And what would he say to you if you're at the darkest point now and honestly aren't sure what you can do with it? So Doug answers every one of these questions, and to be honest with you, some of what he says really surprised me, and I think it might surprise you. So without further ado, let's get back to it and hear part two in terms of what Doug has to say to all of us. So I've got an interesting question for you because it's one I've thought about. And I just bring it up because I think you'd be a good guy to answer this or think about this. And the question was, is if you could sit across from yourself on the day you were diagnosed. Okay, so here you are today, and now you're sitting across from yourself when you were diagnosed. What would you tell yourself back then from where you've gone through everything today, your relationship with God, and how it's all this has changed, but now going back to that first day of diagnosis, what would you tell yourself from 10 years ago if you were sitting there? I know that's kind of a tough question, but...
Yeah, I would probably tell myself, don't be so hard-headed and so angry. And that don't be so afraid. Reach out. There are people there. God is there. Don't isolate yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's good advice. That's good advice. What, thinking about, there's people obviously listening that are in the middle of their cancer journey. And you know, they may or may not have surrendered to God yet, or given it all to Him. They may not be trusting Him. They may be asking that why question over and over and over again that we all go through and ask. I mean, as you think about somebody in that position, and they called you up and said, Doug, I don't know if I can do this. What would you tell them?
I'd say you certainly can. You have the strength, and you have the tools behind you of what you need. And I think by asking questions and even sometimes doubting, I think sometimes that's good. I think mm-hmm. that's a reality check. I think when we get to the point where we no longer doubt or ask questions, then maybe we've gotten to a point of complacency and I think it's good and we're not learning enough. We're not understanding enough. So I encourage people if you haven't gotten to that point, don't give up. Keep searching, keep asking questions, keep looking for direction, find groups that can help you find the answers. Because you're not alone in this, and your journey will be easier when you've got support behind you.
Right. Find that community like you did and engage in it. That seemed to really be a big turning point for you.
Yes, absolutely.
What, kind of along that same line, people get into a spot where, they have surrendered, or maybe they have given this to God, and they're going through the ups and downs. Is there something that you would suggest to them that says the one surefire thing you've got to keep in mind is this? What would this be?
I would say that at some point we all die.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we tend to forget that, but we do have a life expectancy. We certainly would like it to be longer, as we would like to spend as much time as we can with family and friends and that. But you know, we're here temporarily.
Right.
So, I think you kind of have to take that fear out of dying. I think that part, it's going to happen at some point. So, and I think if you remove that and you accept it, you truly accept it in your heart, then everything else becomes a lot easier. And life becomes better. You really live more.
Yep. No, I couldn't agree more. What could you tell people who have families, right? So the majority of people who are going through cancer have a family. They have a spouse, they have kids, they have grandkids, they've got, you know, that maybe parents still here as well. I mean, when you think about it from a family side, and you've got, like you said, so we're, a lot of times we may pull back, we may think of ourselves, we might go, okay, well, this is good for me, bad for me, whatever it may be. But there's this whole other group that's out there that's connected to us. What could you tell them that would be helpful and encouraging or insightful to them, you know, who've got a family and that they've got to deal with this and face this and bring them into it so that they feel part of it as well? What could you leave with them on that side?
Well, to the families, I would say just be supportive, be there, know that person needs you, and do everything you can to listen, to understand their fears, and help reassure them that you know what, they're not alone, that you're there, and then the person going through it is. Let your family in. Open your heart. Share, and if there's certain people you can share your fears, find those people. You know, there's some people that you cannot talk to about things. Okay, then you know that's not the person. But you know, the opening up is a good way. It releases it, and there's a lot of negative energy that's inside you when you're going through it. And the more you can release that and let it go, the calmer you will be, and the whole process becomes easier.
Right. Okay. That's good. Yeah. Because, you know, I found that was one of my, one of the issues for me was I could tell my family was, you know, freaking out. Like, wait a minute, you know, we could lose Dad, right? Or we could, I mean, what are we going to do with all this? And I think there was, where I might have been going through the journey and going, you know, I'm kind of at peace. I mean, I've got some peace. And like you said, we all know we're going to die. We don't know when is the only difference. But, you know, your family going through this is very, very, very distraught through it. Right. And they don't know what to do with this.
Yeah.
I think to me, that's a, I don't know. What do you think about that? I mean, what do you tell them to help ease their mind as you go through this yourself?
My only comment would be their anxiety is not helping the person going through it.
Yeah, true.
You know, it's really, they have to come to grips with it. You have to think about how tough it is on the person going through it.
Right.
By being so anxious and worried and all that, you're not helping them. That's you're actually making it worse. So, you know, have your faith, be strong, and you have to also surrender that. You know, one thing that people might listen in that, and there are all different types of cancers, and certainly some are deadlier than others. In my case. Prostate cancer has a great success record for curability in that. And most people, I think they say one in every four men will have it at some point in their life, but usually right. it's so late in life that they die of other things. So we tend to look at prostate cancer is a different form of cancer. And that may be what I went through the first time. I was more worried not about dying from it, though I knew that was always a possibility, but what was it going to do to my life? Mm-hmm. Because it, you know, that's a subject, and especially I found it really hard to get any information. Guys don't want to talk about it. Really? There's a lot of misinformation out there. There's a lot of things that can be really scary if you go in the wrong direction reading it. Yeah. And you know, I think in its own part, I wish that there was a group just for men going through that form, and at maybe younger ages, yeah. Through it in their 40s and 50s, because it does change your life, no doubt about it. And that can be, that in itself can be the really scary part. And that, you know, if you're married or that, that's really important for your spouse to understand.
Yep. Yep.
In my case, when I first went through it, I was single then. My wife had passed away. But when I got remarried, you know, my wife had to understand that, you know, I wasn't the same as everybody else.
Yeah, no, that's, and I appreciate your honesty and transparency with all that, because you made a very key statement there, which is, I don't believe there's any cancer that doesn't change your life, right?
Yes.
So there's going to be post-cancer life.
There is.
And I think, you know, both understanding it from our own perspective, but also, you know, family understanding or spouses understanding that, I may be out of the woods. Okay, I may be, you know, cured, remission, whatever your situation is, but I'm a different person, and for physically as well as mentally. And I think that's a really key statement, yep. You know, you brought up, because it's true.
And every cancer is different, and that's what everybody has to understand and know. That is part of the journey. It's not just, boom, I'm cured and I'm, you know, if that happens, that's wonderful. But in most right. cases, it's not. You know, I think of my first wife was diagnosed when she was 18 years old with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And mm-hmm. she had her spleen removed. She had radiation and she had chemotherapy treatment. Back in those days, that was many years ago, the treatment was much more invasive. Wonderful things in modern medicine now is they're much more concerned and are much more aware of targeting treatment and that. Back in those days, they just kind of bombarded your body. They knew it could kill the cancer, but they didn't know what the long-term effects.
Right.
For her, she went through her whole life with all different repercussions from the treatment. But more importantly, every year on her anniversary, she'd get phantom symptoms and feel like the cancer was coming back.
Mm.
And I could, and I always say I could sympathize with her. I could, you know, I was her husband. I could say, hey, you know, you're fine, you know, or we can get this checked out if you're really that concerned. I couldn't relate in that way.
Yeah,
anymore.
Yeah.
Now I could. If she was around today, I would be a different person, because now I know what she goes through.
Yeah.
You know, every time I walk in and get my PSA tested and I wait for those results, that anxious moment waiting, I know that. And I know people that, yeah, every year coming on their anniversary, you know, that hits them as well. So,
right. No, that's, yeah, you know, that's a great point, because if you haven't been through it, you can't relate to somebody who's going through it. I mean, I just... you can be as empathetic as you want. You can have all the sympathy you want. You can do all of it, but you just can't relate exactly to what's going on with the person with cancer. So, you know, being there but supportive, I mean, just being as supportive as possible is great. But don't, I think, you know, one thing, and maybe this is harsh, but I'd say don't try to say I understand what you're going through, because you just don't. Because
you don't, unless you've been through it, which right. I think once you've been through it, that's a great opportunity, and that's what I like to do with others who come to me is, okay, now I can relate. Now yeah. I've been through the treatments. I know what it's like. And to use that, if you get yeah. that opportunity, use it. Help. You're helping
right.
someone.
Right.
It makes you feel a whole lot better if you feel like, hey, if I could ease a little anxiety from somebody, that's wonderful. Because there were people there yeah. doing it for me.
Okay, so you tripped another thought process here. So one of my favorite, and you may have heard this, I don't know if I said this on a call or not, but one of my favorite phrases is this. I ask God why he let me go through so much darkness, pain, and suffering. He answered, it's so you know the way out when I send you in for someone else. And that's really stuck with me. You know, I don't even know where I heard it or saw it, or, you know, I wish I could say I came up with it on my own, but I didn't. But, you know, thinking of that phrase, I guess that's one thing I'd like to, you know, just get your thoughts on, you know, as we kind of wrap up things today. But so what are you going to do with this? I mean, what are you going to do? You've gone through it. You know, we've been talking about a lot of different parts of it. So I know this might be putting you on the spot, but, you know, I'm thinking, okay, so God's going to be there one day. We're going to be talking to him, and he's going to go, okay, so, Doug, what did you do with this cancer I gave you? And I ask that question myself all the time. So I'm going to ask the question of you. So you're prepared when you meet God. You're going to have the answer all ready to go. So
I think that statement is like my life. And I've asked that, and I feel like that's exactly what God has spoken to me is you. I led you down this journey, and I had two journeys. So not only is my cancer journey, but you know, I lost my wife when I was 48 years old. And it was back to back. It was, you know, within 2 years, she had passed away, and then I was diagnosed with cancer. And I do feel like that was kind of a, I need you to go through this so that you can be the better person I know you can be. And I've had it on both sides. I've had quite a few people now that have lost their spouse and have come to me and said, I know you understand, and what can I do? How you know, what advice or that? And I've been able to, you know, go through what I went through and know, okay, here's the journey. Here's what you have to be prepared for. Not only just holding their hand and telling them everything's going to be okay, but to tell them this is what the road you've got ahead.
Right,
and kind of educate at the same time of, you know, and I've done that with my cancer journey too. Is said, okay, you know, here's what's ahead of you, and here's what you have to be prepared with, and that, and if you need someone to just listen, I'll listen. If you need someone to kind of give you some advice, I'll give you the best advice I can. And I kind of feel like that's what God has asked me to do. And since faith is a big part of that whole journey, that's what I share as well. So for someone who does follow God, that's great. But if it's someone who doesn't, maybe is curious in that, if I can help lead them in that direction, I'm kind of like leading the horse to water. Once I get him there, then it's up to God. God takes it from there. I'm just kind of helping to lead the way.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's great. And I believe 100% in what you just said, that we all are on this journey, not because of anything we did, not because of anything that has, you know, gone on in life. It's because God has a way to be able to use us to help other people, and he's picked us and said, I think you'd be really good ambassadors for me, and I think you could help a lot of people, so I'm going to give you something that's going to help us help other people. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's why I go back to Paul's, you know, to live is in Christ. That means helping spread the word, or to die is gain. So you win either way. And yeah. I think that's one of the reasons we've gone through this. And we know he could take it away, right? But he also knows he could use us. And yes. And I think that's an important part, like you just said.
And that's part of one of my daily prayers is I ask God, show me what else. Show me, you know.
Yeah.
You've shown me it this far. What else can I do? You know, help put those opportunities in front of me so that I can help in other ways.
That's awesome.
I feel like through my whole life experiences, that's kind of where I've gotten to, is just being there to help others.
Right. Okay, so as we close this out, I know I've taken a lot of your time, but this has been awesome. I've really enjoyed this, and I know other people will enjoy this a lot. So I'm just going to, you know, leave it up to you to say whatever you want to say. But if you were, you know, as you leave this with an audience of people who are just getting a diagnosis, who are waiting for the next news, who are in the middle of chemo or other treatments, who are struggling maybe even at their darkest point in life, you know, at some stage, or they're not sure if they're going to live or die. I mean, you know, people are in all those different stages. So regardless of where they are, and knowing that that's where some of them would be, what would you leave with them as we close this out? What would you leave with them that could really give them, you know, some more hope and encouragement, and know, you know, that they are never alone. You know, God is always with them. What could you, you know, what would you just say to all the people kind of going through that?
Yeah, well, I think first of all is don't be, you know, don't give your moment to be fearful. It's not a bad thing to have your moments. Sometimes we just need that. Just have this despair and that. But then to educate yourself. You know, you're going through something. Understand what you're going through. Understand the treatment. Ask questions. Ask questions of doctors. But more importantly, reach out. Find people to talk to. There's people like us who we've gone through things. And the more you know, the easier it will be for you as you go through it. But I think that the bottom line is to trust in God. Have your faith. He will see you through this, and that you're not alone in this process. You know, there's a community out there that's there to help you, and of course God is always there to listen and to help you through it.
Yeah, good advice. Well, hey, I really appreciate you being on the show, Doug, and this has been great. I've learned a lot, and I'm inspired by the things you've gone through, and I can't, you know, thank you enough, and can't emphasize enough of the pieces you said, because I, you know, they resonate with me. It's like me going through my journey again as well, and you know, from the doubts, also getting to the fear and the surrender and the trust, and really having him a key part of your life is pretty big stuff. So I think that's why we always say, you know, you are never alone.
Yes.
He's always with you. And it's just up to us to give it over to him and let him run the show. He knows how to do it. So
yeah, I think that's key. It's up to us. You know, he's there if we let him be
right.
There.
Right. So. Well, great. Well, until next time, everyone, thank you for joining us, and we'll look forward to sharing more stories with you in the upcoming episodes. And for now, may God bless you, and we'll be praying for you. Wow, was that great or what? I want to thank Doug DeFau one more time for sitting down with me and sharing all of this. And you know, if there's one thing I hope stayed with you across these two conversations in episode 1 and 2, it's what Doug said he'd tell himself on the day he was diagnosed. Don't be so hard-headed. Don't be so angry. Don't be so afraid. Reach out. There are people there, and God is there. Don't isolate yourself. I can't emphasize that enough. Don't isolate yourself. You know, he learned that the hard way, going through it alone the first time, and he wants to spare you and me and everybody that. Now, if Doug's story reached you today, I hope you'd do two things for me. Share this episode with somebody who really needs it. You probably already know who that person is, or maybe multiple people. And if you have a story of your own, if God has shown up in your cancer journey, I'd love to hear it. And so would our listeners. Just reach out to me through our website. These stories are the whole reason this podcast exists, and yours might be just the one somebody else needs to hear today. So no matter what you're facing on your journey with cancer or in life, remember that you are never alone. Jesus and the Holy Spirit are always with you and ready to help. And all you have to do is ask. Give it all to Jesus and let him go to work with you. So, may God bless you, and thank you for listening. And until next time, have an incredible and awesome day.